In the previous lesson, Ashley and Ichiro met on a flight to Tokyo and they introduced themselves. Remember? Ashley said,
私はアシュリーです。
I'm Ashley. And Ichiro said,
僕はトヨタ一郎です。
I'm Ichiro Toyota. In this lesson, we'll learn how to ask the question, where are you from? And we'll also learn how to answer it. As always, before each conversation, we'll give you the background, the setting to the conversation. This conversation is between
Ashley san to Ichiro san.
Ashley and Ichiro. They're on the airplane and in mid-flight. They're now talking about their hometowns. As they're not yet friends, they'll be using
formal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Toyota Ichiro san.
はい、トヨタです。
トヨタさん、それはスマップですか？
はい。
スマップの歌ですか？
ああ、はい。スマップの歌です。アシュリーさんの出身はニューヨークですか？
はい。トヨタさんの出身はどこですか？
僕の出身は東京です。
トヨタさんは学生ですか？
ありがとうございます。でも違います。
One time slowly.
トヨタ、イチローさん。
はい。トヨタです。
トヨタさん。それは、スマップですか？
はい。
スマップの歌ですか？
ああ、はい。スマップの歌です。アシュリーさんの出身はニューヨークですか？
はい。トヨタさんの出身はどこですか？
僕の出身は東京です。
トヨタさんは学生ですか。
ありがとうございます。でも違います。
Now with the English translation.
トヨタ一郎さん。
イチロトヨタさん。
はい。
Yes?
トヨタです。
Just Toyota is fine.
トヨタさん、それはスマップですか？
トヨタさん、is that SMAP?
はい。
I'm sorry?
スマップの歌ですか？
Is that song by SMAP?
ああ、はい。スマップの歌です。
Oh, yes. It's a song by SMAP.
アシュリーさんの出身はニューヨークですか？
Are you from New York?
はい。トヨタさんの出身はどこですか？
Yes. Where are you from?
僕の出身は東京です。
I'm from Tokyo.
トヨタさんは学生ですか？
Are you a student?
ありがとうございます。
Why, thank you very much.
でも違います。
But no, I'm not.
SMAP. SMAP.
Now, we briefly mentioned SMAP in the All About Japanese series, Lesson 10. The members of SMAP are some of the most popular and well-recognized pop icons in Japan, right?
I think you can say that.They're not the best singers nor best actors, but they're very, very popular.
They seem like they can do a little bit of everything.
Ah, そうですね。Right. I would say they're very balanced entertainers.
Okay, so it's important not just to be able to speak a language, but culture plays such an important part in making connections with people. So it's your task not only to study the Japanese language, but also culture. Well, nowadays, pop culture. So...I have a question about the first line. When Ashley says, Toyota Ichiro-san, Ichiro laughs and says,
Toyota desu.
What happened there?
Ah, that's because in Japanese, calling somebody by their full name is not very common. Sounds a bit strange, I would say. I think in Korea, though, they call someone by full name. But we don't do that in Japan.
Interesting. So we should make a distinction here.I think a lot of people, in order to help themselves remember something, will repeat something aloud. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, Toyota Ichiro took his last name,
Right.
Toyota. And then added?
This.
So, call me Toyota.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
Uta.
Song.
Uta. Uta.
Next.
Shushin.
Hometown.
Shushin. Shushin.
Next.
Demo.
But, however.
Demo. Demo.
Next.
Gakusei.
Student.
Gakusei. Gakusei.
Next.
Chigaimasu.
To differ. Incorrect.
Chigaimasu. Chigaimasu.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
Shushin.
Hometown. Shushin refers to the place where one originally came from.
Please take a look at the kanji. Shushin, the first kanji. Shutsu means to leave or to come out. And the second kanji, shin, means body.
So the place one's body comes from.
Mm.
That's hometown. Now, be very careful with this pronunciation. It's a little tricky, I'll be very honest. It's not shushin, short vowel, but it's
shushin.
There's a slight pause in there. Shushin.
There's a small stop sound in the middle. Shushin. Shushin.
Next we have
それ.
That, as in that one near you.
Next we have それ.
Meaning that, when talking about an item that's a little bit beyond the speaker's reach.
And close to the listener.
Of course, if we talk about that, we have to talk about
this.
And in Japanese, that is
これ.
Now, this is within the speaker's reach.
Right. And there's one more word for that in Japanese.
In English, we have this and that, but in Japanese, there's also
あれ.
Meaning that over there.
For something far from both listeners and the speaker. In grammar terms, これ, それ, あれ are called demonstrative pronouns.
There you go again, using big words to refer to nouns that just refer to location of things depending on how far they are from the speaker. There's a detailed write-up and chart in Appendix 9, all about Japanese demonstratives. They're also known as koso-ado words, but we'll get into that later. For now, just memorize these three words.
これ.
This one.
それ.
That one.
あれ.
That one over there. The next word is
学生.
Student.
The second part has two syllables, which are せい. But it's せ. 学生.
It's a long vowel. Naomi-sensei, sample sentence please.
私は学生です.
I am a student. 学生 means student in general.
そうですね. Right. In the lesson notes, you can find the chart for students. For example, junior high school student or middle school student is 中学生.
So, I'm a junior high school student would be?
私は中学生です. High school student is 高校生.
I'm a high school student.
私は高校生です.
On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask, where are you from? And how to answer the question, where are you from?
You'll also learn how to express possession, such as my, your, our, Peter's.
Which, by the way, is much easier than in English.
Right.
First, let's start with how to describe things that belong to you or other people. How do you say my, as in my name?
私の. You've already learned 私 is I, right? And no is a particle that indicates possession.
So, 私 is I. If you follow watashi with the particle,
no,
it becomes my.
Right.
I.
Watashi.
My.
Watashino. Watashino also means mine. I think this particle no is similar to apostrophe s in English.
So watashino means my or mine.
Right. Peter no would be
Peter's.
Naomi no would be
Naomi's. This possessive particle, no, is used after a noun, indicating that the noun possesses something. I think we can illustrate this really clearly with an example. Naomi-sensei?
名前 is name in Japanese. So, 私の名前.
My name. So how do you say, my name is Ashley?
私の名前は Ashley です.
Let's break down that sentence. First we have?
私の.
My.
名前.
Name. So together we have?
私の名前.
My name.
And we have 我.
Topic marking particle. It's like as for or the pause we always speak about. So what do we have so far?
私の名前は.
As for my name or my name. Next.
Ashley.
Ashley.
Des.
Is. Remember, des is the polite form of the copula and roughly corresponds to the English is, am, are. So let's put it all together.
私の名前は Ashley des.
As for my name, Ashley is. So literally it'd be something along the lines of my name, Ashley. But we translate it as my name is Ashley.
So in my case, 私の名前は Naomi です. My name is Naomi.
And in my case, 私の名前は Peter Galante です. My name is Peter Galante. So now you know two ways to say your name. If your name is Sarah, you could say
私は Sarah です. I'm Sarah.
Or
私の名前は Sarah です. My name is Sarah.
Both sentences are correct, just a different way of saying it. Okay, on to the next grammar point. So, Naomi-sensei, how do you say I'm from New York in Japanese?
In Japanese, we say my hometown is New York rather than I'm from New York. So, if you're from New York, the sentence would be 私の出身はニューヨークです.
Let's break down that sentence.
私の.
My.
出身.
Hometown.
は.
Topic marking particle. So,
私の出身は
as for my hometown,
New York.
New York?
です.
Is. Naomi-sensei, put it all together.
私の出身はニューヨークです.
As for my hometown, New York is. And when we translate to proper English, my hometown is New York. There's an important sentence structure here, right?
Right.
What's that structure?
私の出身はさちゃんさちです.
I'm from such and such. My hometown is such and such.
Right.
For example, what if someone's hometown was London?
私の出身はロンドンです.
My hometown is London. How about Sydney, Australia?
私の出身はシドニーです.
So now you know how to talk about where you're from. Naomi-sensei, let's change the subject of the sentence. How do you say Ashley is from New York?
So you have to say Ashley's hometown is New York. Ashley's hometown would be Ashley の出身. So that would be Ashley の出身はニューヨークです. Or you can put san after Ashley's name and say Ashley さんの出身はニューヨークです.
Let's break down that sentence. First we have
Ashley さん.
Ms. Ashley or Ashley.
の.
Possessive particle that corresponds to the apostrophe S in English. So put them together, we have
Ashley さんの
Ms. Ashley's
出身
hometown
は
topic marking particle. As for Ms. Ashley's hometown?
New York.
New York?
です.
Is. As for Ashley's hometown? New York. Ashley's hometown is New York.
As we learned in a previous lesson, adding ka to the end of the sentence turns it into a question. So, Ashley-san の出身はニューヨークですか?
Is Ashley's hometown New York? Or is Ashley from New York? In that case, you just have to add ka to the sentence to make it into a question.
If you want to ask where she's from, replace New York with doko, where. Ashley-sanの出身はどこですか?
Literally, as for Ashley's hometown, where is? Ashley's hometown is where? Or, where is Ashley from?
Or it could be, where are you from, Ashley? If you're talking to Ashley.
Can we hear the sentence one more time?
Ashley-san の出身はどこですか?
Where is Ashley from? Or where are you from, Ashley?
ピーターさんの出身はどこですか? Where are you from, Peter?
私の出身はニューヨークです。I'm from New York. Now, Naomi-sensei put ピーターさんの Peter's in front of
出身
and I put
私の
in front of 出身 However, when it's clear whose hometown you're talking about, you can drop them, right?
Right. If we were already talking, I could say 出身はどこですか?
Literally, hometown is where? That's a literal translation, but again, the speaker is implying your hometown. And when you reply, you can leave out the subject too because it's already implied. So the answer would be 出身はニューヨークです. I'm from New York. In Japanese, many things are implied by the speaker and inferred by the listeners. So many times the subject of the topic will be left out. Once it's established, you can talk about that without repeating it. Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. How do you say hometown in Japanese? A.
出身
B.
先生
C.
学生
The answer is?
A. 出身
Hometown. Naomi-sensei.
はい。
What's choice B?
先生
Which means teacher. And how about choice C?
学生
Which means student. Okay, next question. What does the following word mean?
どこ? A.
Song.
B.
That one.
C.
Where?
The answer is?
C. Where? Choice A. Song in Japanese is?
歌.
Choice B. That one in Japanese is?
それ or あれ.
That does it for this lesson. In the next lesson, you'll find out what Ichiro's occupation is.
So that means you'll learn how to talk about your occupation. じゃあまた。See you again.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
トヨタ Ichiro さん。
はい、トヨタです。
トヨタさん、それはスマップですか?
はい。
スマップの歌ですか?
ああ、はい。スマップの歌です。アシュリーさんの出身はニューヨークですか?
はい。トヨタさんの出身はどこですか?
僕の出身は東京です。
トヨタさんは学生ですか?
ありがとうございます。でも違います。
Practice with the review track.
歌
Song
歌出身
Hometown
出身でも
But, however
でも
Where?
どこ、ど、こ、どこ。
Tokyo, current capital of Japan.
東京、と、う、きょ、う、東京。
Student.
学生学生
To differ, incorrect.
違います。
Lesson 4